Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Hope with us here, as he is every Thursday from 11 to 12. A lot of ground to cover with Chris. And Chris, I want to talk about Minkah Fitzpatrick's play, the third play of the game for the Browns. The Steelers get the opening kickoff, go down, kick a field goal, 3-0. Third down for the Browns, first play. Minkah jumps the route, takes it back, 33 yards for the touchdown. What a big play it was. What a game-changing play, I thought. What did you see on that particular play, and how do you think Minkah has played so far this year?
Well, you know, it was a huge play in the game, because you think about it, when you go on the road, Cookie, to play an opposing team, you know there's going to be a storm that you got to weather when you get into the stadium. And what you're hoping that by the time you get your feet underneath you and you're able to settle down in this game, that you're not too far behind. In this football game, it was 3-0, third down, like you said. I mean, Baker throws the ball. Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, he showed a two-shell cover two, and then all of a sudden he came down like in a robber situation where he was free to blow up any quick slants, anything crossing over the middle, and Baker didn't even see him dropping down into that zone, and just read his eyes, picked the ball off, and took it back to the end zone. And when you go down 10-0 in that fashion, and you're on the road, it's like getting sucker punched in the middle of a boxing ring. You're stunned. It's hard for you to get your feet back underneath you. And next thing you knew, the Browns were down 24-0.
And never dug out, that's for sure. Well, they're going to see a different test this week. I think a better quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. And even though the Browns had the number one rushing team in the league coming in, and I have great respect for Kareem Hunt as a player, they didn't have Nick Chubb. I guess the million-dollar question is, how do you stop Derrick Henry if you're the Steelers' defense? I have never heard Tomlin gush about a player the way he gushed about Derrick Henry the other day, Chris.
Derrick Henry is a special player. I mean, you watch this 6'3", 237 grown man running the football, and he has great vision. Because he has great vision. He will see. He will be running to the left side of the line of scrimmage over his left tackle, and on a drop of a dime, he will cut and go back to the right side line of scrimmage and find a hole that's wide open on that backside. By design, maybe, or just by feel, but he has shown a special ability to do that. And the Steelers, what they have to do to stop or slow down Derrick Henry is do what they're doing right now. They got to control the line of scrimmage. They cannot allow Derrick Henry to hit the ball downhill, get through the line of scrimmage without being touched. And then it's almost impossible for these linebackers and these DBs to get him down. They've got to make him stutter. They've got to make him cut, do something to slow down his momentum so that they can get him down before he gets the full head of steam.
You know what, Chris, he's so big but yet so fast. I mean, when do you see guys go 94 yards in the NFL? He had a 53-yard screen pass the other day, yet he weighs about 240 pounds. I mean, I don't know, does he remind you of Jerome a little bit? Who does he remind you of, that size and those quick feet?
Well, listen, Jerome wasn't that fast, but Jerome had quick feet. That was the one thing about him, is he can make a change of direction in the hole like nobody else at a big guy like that. But Derrick Henry is just, I mean, on that 94-yard touchdown run, they clocked him at running 21.6 miles per hour. Now, listen, I run on the treadmill, and when I run at 8 miles per hour, 9, I'm about ready to fall off that thing. I mean, 21 miles per hour, that's moving, and you saw those DBs, they could not catch him. I mean, he is like Coach Tomlin described, Bud Dupree size, but much faster And it's going to be a challenge for the Steelers. But if they can get him on his heels, or they can get a lead like they did against the Browns, then they're going to make force the Titans to go to the running game, passing game, and get away from the run.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the Titans are a little bit more than just the running game, though, aren't they? Tannehill, his numbers compare well with Mahomes going back into last season. And, you know, he has 13 touchdown passes. He's throwing to five different guys. I see they're so good in the red zone, too. 12 of his touchdown passes, this is according to The Athletic, 12 of his 13 touchdown passes are in the red zone. And they're like scoring touchdowns 78% of the time they're in the red zone. Tannehill, ESPN, I saw listed the other day, they're MVP candidates at this point. I think they had Mahomes 1. They had Russell Wilson 1, Mahomes 2. Rodgers 3 and Tannehill 4. It's more than just Derrick Henry, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely it is. If you look at his stats over the last 2 years and put them side by side with Patrick Mahomes' stats, you're going to see very similar, even some better stats than Patrick Mahomes over the last 2 years. He started 14 games. He's 11-3 as a starter, right? And over those 11-3 record, he has 31 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. 31, put that in your mind. 31 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. And when I say they've got to shut down the run and get ahead and make Ryan Tannehill just throw him to the ball, what you don't want to do is have a close game. They're pretty effective in the run game, and now you're not sure, are they going to pass, are they going to run? Because then they're going to hit you with that play action. Then they're going to hit you with some plays where you're not fully committed to one element of the game, pass or run, and that's when it makes it more difficult, and he's very, very effective.
Chris, we've talked a lot about Devin Bush and his injury, but the Titans also had a key player go down with an ACL last week. Their left tackle, a Pro Bowler, Taylor Lewan. How big of a loss is that for their offense?
That's a big loss. I mean, he's their best lineman. I mean, you could argue the center, Ben Jones, is their best lineman, but he's their best lineman. They paid him 2 years ago, the richest contract at that position in NFL history. I mean, he is their guy. I think that they are optimistic because they went out and signed Ty Sambrylo this offseason to a 1-year deal, and he came in and played fairly well this last game. So I think they believe he'll do a good job, but he's not on the level of Taylor Lewan, and that will hurt him a little bit in this game.
He's got to block. Somebody's got to figure out how to stop Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt. And they said, well, okay, maybe help a tight end, chip him like we saw the Steelers do with Myles Garrett. And we're going to talk about that momentarily, Chris. But, you know, then maybe that leaves Watt a little more free on the other side, doesn't it? You only have so many people to block those guys that the two edge rushers are so good for the Steelers.
Yep, I completely agree. I mean, what are you going to do? If you double-team Cam Hayward or Stephon Tuitt, you can't double-team Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt. If you leave T.J. Watt go and double-team Bud Dupree, you're gonna get eaten up that way. I mean, you've got to pick your poison, and it's very difficult for an offensive coordinator. I don't think the offensive coordinator for the Titans right now is sleeping very well. He's probably going to have bloodshot eyes come 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon because he didn't sleep and watch too much film, because this is going to be a nightmare for him trying to figure out how to slow down that pass rush.
All right, we still have one more segment with Chris Hoke. We'll get his prediction on the game. Also talk about what he sees with that Steelers offense. And I thought the offensive line just did a fabulous job last week, even without David DeCastro. We'll talk to Chris about that after an update here. I want to tell you, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You also can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. More with Chris Hoke coming up next. Don't forget Sean Casey at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss it. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!